No, about Jeremiah. His name means appointed by God. It comes from the Hebrew word Yirmi, and I know that I'm not going to be pronouncing that correctly, Y-I-R-M-E, which means to be exalted, to rise. He was a priest and a prophet. Jeremiah is also known as the weeping prophet. We are told that he wrote the Book of Lamentations. The reason Jeremiah was the weeping prophet was because he preached and he pleaded and he prayed. He had deep sorrow and compassion for his people, but the nation of Israel, specifically Judah, the southern kingdom, would not listen to his words. They rejected the word of the Lord, which came through Jeremiah. They turned their backs on God, and as a result, they would be taken into captive by Babylon for 70 years. God would destroy the nation of Israel. Jeremiah is brokenhearted, and he's weeping, and he's praying, because they wouldn't listen to his prophecy that they would be destroyed if they kept on sinning. And then God comes to him in this moment of discouragement and despair and tells Jeremiah that he wants him to go down to the potter's house. As many of you will know, pottery is one of the most ancient crafts that we have. We know that pottery has been around as long as men have been around. And it hasn't really changed that much over the years, although there are various modern versions and different clays. So basically, you have the potter, you have the clay, and you have the wheel. Jeremiah is told to go down to the potter's house, and God wants him to observe what the potter is doing. So why did God send Jeremiah down to the potter's house? Well, I believe it's because God wanted to convey a message to Jeremiah that, like Israel, the clay had become marred in the hand of the potter, but the potter was able to take the clay and make it again. And the potter worked the clay to make it into something useful and possibly more beautiful. Even as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hands, says the Lord. So he was sending Jeremiah to observe the potter as a way of giving him a message of hope that even though Israel is marred by its sin and they turned away from him, God says, I will remake them, I will restore them, and I will heal them, and I will forgive them. So looking at this passage, I believe that we are the clay. God is the potter. And that the wheel is the circumstances of our life. God wants to mould us. God wants to make us. God wants to shape us into the vessels that he can use for his glory. So what did Jeremiah see when he went down to the potter's house? He saw a vessel made, a vessel that the potter had made. He sees a potter. He sees the clay. And he sees the wheel. God is the divine master potter working here. He knows what he is doing. God loves each and every one of us. God cares for us. God created us with a design and a purpose and an intention. God wants to restore us as clay to the full image of Jesus Christ. So we are the clay. He is the potter. God is the master potter. We as humans can resist his will. We can stiffen up. We can harden ourselves. We can resist what he wants us to do. And we're no longer soft and pliable and yielded to the potter's touch. And he can't work with us and we become marred in his hands. So he's working. He has a plan. And when God does a work in your life, God has the picture. God has the pattern of what he's doing and what he's going to do with us. God creates us and he makes us. We don't know where God's going. We don't know what God's doing. We don't know what God's plan is. What's the purpose? What's the plan? trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. And he'll do what? God will bless you. God will form you, make you, and he'll use your life in a glorious way. God is trying to reveal himself not only to us, but through us, so that when others see what God has done in our lives, they will see the hand of God in our lives, and they will glorify our God who is in heaven. So God is the potter, and God is working his will. But how does God work in our lives? Well, he works on the wheels, which represents the circumstances we're in. He spins us on the wheel to mould us and to shape us and the circumstances. God uses our joys, he uses our sorrows, and shapes us into something for his glory. Some of you may have heard of the Japanese pottery repair, kintsugi, which means golden joinery or golden repair. They take broken pottery and mend it with a lacquer which is mixed with gold, which highlights the breakage and treats it as something to celebrate, embracing imperfection and viewing the breakage as beautiful and unique. And that is us in the hands of the potter, beautiful and unique, every one of us. Amen.